morning. I remember as a student at Central Michigan University this time of year, I would have all kinds of work in front of me, and it was, you know, all these projects that had been handed out in August and September that were going to be due in December, which seemed a long way away, and then you had to pull all these all-nighters to get it done. And that's kind of what's been going on in Lansing with the legislature. They have been pulling some very late hours working on legislation, and joining us right now, She pulled an all-nighter along with the legislature the other night from MLive.com, Emily Lawler. Emily, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When did you get the heads up that they were going to just power through?
Oh, gosh. A little before midnight, I think. So they have to, at midnight, adjourn and technically start a new session. So I got a heads up before that was going to happen.
Man, oh, man. This is, we talked a week or so ago about all this legislation. This has just been incredible to try and keep track of what's been going on.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot flying, a lot of different issues, and a lot of lawmakers who may be leaving and want to get their last stamp on some of these bills.
I want to talk about a few of these, and you know, some of them we've talked about ad nauseum, and then there are others that we really haven't spent much time talking about, and you've written about some of these, one of which is the way that they want to change FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests.
Yeah, so this is, I don't know if you remember, I think late August this year, I think every clerk in Michigan was hit with a FOIA request from a very mysterious Emily that was not me.
I was going to ask.
I had a couple clerks ask me.
I bet, yeah. But somebody named Emily went to all the county clerks and asked what, for voting records?
Yeah, for voting records. Obviously, Emily, in quotes, was pretty experienced. She knew about the retention schedules, and a lot of clerks were having trouble responding to these requests. They were pretty broad. Maybe they needed clarifications, but Emily didn't seem to be a real person that they could reach and ask. When she sent checks to pay for some of these FOIAs, the address was blocked out, and it turned out to be kind of a voting rights group that was essentially wanting to use this Emily guise to request the information anonymously. So these bills would change that, make it so that when you are requesting a FOIA in Michigan, you do have to use your name and your address.
All right. So that and that one went through. Another one that has drawn a lot of controversy, and that is the letter grades for schools.
Yeah, that was the big one. It kept them there late, and actually two nights they were kind of trying to figure it out. Tuesday night and then Wednesday night, there were some more discussions about it, and ended up doing it in the early hours of Thursday morning once they reconvened that session. So, yeah, that's essentially would let parents have another mechanism for telling how their schools are doing, and it would be a series of letter grades, not a single letter grade, but letter grades in five areas that would, I guess, help parents determine how their schools were doing.
We had three ballot initiatives this past November. There may have been more, but the legislature took up a couple of them. And they have basically taken the three that were approved by voters and put some modifications and changes on them. And now the House has voted to put new requirements on the way that these signatures are collected.
Yeah, these ballot proposals, again, there were a lot this year, and this kind of makes some changes to the process, and some of them are really bipartisan. So, for instance, a Democratic bill requires petition gatherers to wear badges indicating if they're paid gatherers or not. Another bill in the package kind of creates some penalties for misrepresenting what's in the petition, tries to get some truthfulness out of the people circulating them. But one big thing that was not bipartisan and we saw in the vote on Wednesday night is a requirement for some level of proportionality. Right now you just have to get signatures from all over the state. You need a certain percentage. This year it was like 300,000, 352,000, I think. But this would make it so that no more than 15% of your signatures could come from any single congressional district.
There are signs when you go in to vote that say you're not allowed to take any photographs at your polling place. But the ballot selfie initiative passed the other day, didn't it? Or came out of committee.
It kind of unexpectedly popped out of committee. It was kind of funny how it happened because the chair was not planning to take a vote on that. And then someone made a motion too, and they ended up popping it out with bipartisan support. But I don't think it did go through on the floor. So, you know, at this point, unless the legislature extends a session or unless they put use a different bill to accomplish the same thing, you know, the legislature is basically looking at first chamber bills right now, bills that have passed at least one chamber due to the five-day rule under the Constitution. So we'll see. That might be an item for next year.
Perhaps. What about next week? I know that everybody, you know, in the legislature, and I'm sure that those that cover the legislature in the media also would like to see things done by the end of the week. We talked with floor Majority Leader Dan Lowers yesterday, who's a representative from our area, and he said that it's the goal to get everything done probably by about Thursday of next week. What is some of the pending legislation that still needs to gain approval and traction here?
Yeah, well, one thing I would say is there are a ton of education bills piling up in the Senate right now. We talked about the ACRF grading that went through the House, and that's in the Senate's court now. There's also this innovation district, school district idea that would put some districts under a separate commission. That is in the Senate court now. And then on the House side, there's some union leave time bills around education. So education is definitely one theme I'm going to be watching. But another one is the governor has talked about, and his Department of Treasury has put out a memo for and asked for some tax shifts to allow Michigan to use the online sales tax to increase road funding. That supplemental is MIA so far. At least I haven't seen it. So I'm assuming that if it comes up, will come up and the legislature will get to appropriate some more money at some point in this lame duck.
All right. Well, we'll be reading what you cover next week. Emily, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.